John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
All right, cue Betty.
Ooh.
We are all still here. Yay. Pew 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 Betty version 2.10101011.234.35.777 needs an upgrade. Where is my data crystal 9?
I'm on the wrong thing.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's fine. she does sound like she needs an upgrade though. There's no question about
yes,
that
she
one.
She does.
She does. Data crystal 9. Hey everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And Data Crystal 9, hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's episode 87, The Late Shift, for Monday, May Day, May 1st, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Why, thank you, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Alrighty. Kind of snuck in on that one. All right, let me hold on. We got to get the weather device out. There we go. The weather device is always good. Always
yes,
good
it
for
is.
Determining the weather. It's time for yours, Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 82 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 65%, giving us a heat index of 85 degrees. The dew point is 69 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 74 with a 30% chance of tacos and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. I like that weather forecast. We like tacos and thunderstorms. True, though, that's kind of late. You know, I'm not usually up that late on the weeknights because I don't make
tacos
shit. I don't make shit working for this project studio thing. Okay, so Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 86, with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy with a low around 72, and a 20% chance of showers after 2 in the morning overnight. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 88, with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then partly cloudy with a low around 72 overnight. And that's yours, Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Why, thanks, Betty. And from Chicago's Midway Airport, KMDW, if you're listening on a recast, this forecast may no longer apply. If you're listening live, it's currently London fog and misty, with temperatures at 52 degrees F or 11 Celsius. The dew point is 47 F, giving us a wind chill factor of 47 F, and the humidity is at 83%. The winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles per hour. Why is the background getting so loud?
Is the background getting loud? Is it too loud?
It was.
It was. How is it now?
It's better.
Do you need it less?
That's fine.
Okay. Please continue.
The winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles per hour, gusting to 23 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 5 miles. Monday night, you can expect showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a high near 56. On Tuesday, expect a 20% chance of showers before 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 51. On Wednesday, expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 54. I was trying to make it slower because I've just realized we are way ahead of schedule.
Well, you know what? If we run ahead of schedule, then we run ahead of schedule. I mean, we can talk about shit. I mean, come on. We got talking points coming up here. So,
yeah,
you know we can just like kind
of true.
Just go on and on with them talking points, and maybe we'll get a caller, you know, maybe Ezel will call.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm sorry, I can't remember the name you've given our other caller.
Pennywise.
I have to write that down. I'm sorry, Pennywise. And then we have Carlos, who sometimes tunes in and listens to us from San Francisco. So, you know, I'm just kind of chilling.
Hey.
Chilling like a villain.
Well, that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRF. And CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support is added by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. Joe and Anthony get cracking.
Oh,
the talking point segment is the TP segment.
Betty's going psycho on us here. which is okay. Which is okay because we are actually running out the weather track. The weather track has 10 seconds left to it. It's almost when you hear the applause in the background on the weather track, that means we're at 30 seconds.
So we are out. Awesome.
So we have totally run out the full 5-minute weather track. I think that's almost a record for us. That might be. So,
you know, it's also funny too because I noticed that when I have things to do, it's like I get into super schedule. I'm got to be early for everything mode.
Got to be early.
Yeah.
Schedule mode.
Yep.
So
it's crazy.
It is crazy. We're all crazy. We're all a little bit crazy. If you're crazy and you'd like to join us, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, that number is 813-327-8566. You can give us a call. We'd love to talk to you on the air. We'd love to talk to anyone that calls us. And we'll talk about anything. We've talked about bees. We've talked about...
Dildos.
We've talked about... What are some of the other things? Well, we talk about everything with Pennywise.
Well, we talk about a lot of things.
We've discussed...
Sometimes we talk about technology. Sometimes we talk about things that have gone wrong in life.
Yes, that's true. We talk
about... What we should be talking about right now, though, if you're a Chicago resident,
uh-huh.
is do not add to the flooding in Chicago.
Don't flood Chicago.
Do not flush your toilet if you don't really need to.
Please send your water our way. We could really use, we could truly really use some water in Florida. Because let me tell you, it has been a ridiculous drought here.
Are you in a drought?
Oh my God, I think we've had like maybe a foot of rain since October of last year.
Oh my God, that's not a lot.
Yeah, we are in a serious drought, but that's why Florida has so many brush fires. I don't know if you've been seeing it on the news up there much.
Not here because I'm not catching the news, but when I was out there on my vacation, I remember watching the fact that your whole entire state was on fire.
Yeah, the whole state is burning up. It's disco inferno, let me tell you.
It is. I mean, the entire peninsula of things is just out of control. It is
amazing.
Burning. So, but here in Chicago, we're flooding.
Yeah, you're flooding.
So it's
ridiculous.
What they're saying is don't add to that problem because, the more water you use, the more that goes in the sewers. the more that goes to the rivers and tributaries and other things that...
I thought they finished the deep tunnel project, though. Yeah. Is that full already? Is that full and up?
That's full of 1980s sewage.
Ooh. Ooh. That's 1980s sewage, huh? They just put it in there and just let it sit there, huh? I didn't think they were supposed to do that with it, but okay, sure. That's some old turds floating around there. That's 30-year-old turds.
It's where the next rendition of Michael Jackson's Thriller is going to pop out of.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Anyways, we've got an important announcement,
folks. We do have. Is this breaking news? We haven't done a breaking news in a while. Yeah. I've stopped pressing the breaking news button very much, mostly because Betty moved it. Well, you know, because you push the button and you get the announcement and like all kinds of sirens go off like in the studio. Yeah, and like these lights flash and everything. And
cleaning,
I guess,
stuff,
and Betty like goes into like this automatic mode. She like, I don't know, she goes like into like some crazy like crisis mode. And so she hated it that I pushed the button, but I can push the button and we can make our special announcement if you'd like.
Do it.
Okay.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I'm drinking white wine too, by the way. drunks don't work well behind control boards.
Oh boy.
So
we have some important announcements, folks.
Yes. Do you want to give us that important announcement, Chip Skipper?
We're taking a break for the next 2 weeks. There's a lot of in-laws and just stuff that's going to be
outlaws. There's outlaws and in-laws. And how many
lipos?
Lipos, yes. How many casualties do we have on the ground at this time, Chip? What's going on? If I can make a helicopter, hold on.
You're reporting from the helicopter. You have to talk like this.
Well, folks, it's Chip Skipper reporting from live-action Chiampa helicopter, which is about too old for this report. We've got 2.5 bodies on the ground.
2.5. He's kind of half alive, and you know, but that's kind of where he's at right now, and yeah. That's all. If you want to take part in this fun and exciting commentary, give us a call at 813-327-8566, but do keep in mind, we will be gone for the next 2 weeks, so because we both have things going on, and you know, so you'll miss us for 2 weeks, and we'll come back with a really awesome show. Yes. So, but that's our breaking news. And now we have to get back to, I guess, what we're here to do.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program. There's flare. Already in progress.
Flare, wait for it. So then he took this cucumber, right? And he peeled it in half and he stuck it. Oh, hey, we're back. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's up with this gas tanker truck?
Yeah, I guess.
And automobile going the wrong way.
Oh, my goodness. God. Yeah, this. And I don't think I'm going to open the article because I'm feeling kind of lazy. So I'm going to repeat back from what I remember. I guess like a 21 or 23 year old man was driving the wrong way down an interstate in Ohio, and he had collided with a tanker truck, a gasoline tanker truck. He died. He's dead. We know he's dead. We do not know his name. And I guess the truck driver is not dead. Which is amazing, because of the explosion and the fire that ensued. This accident was absolutely insanity, ridiculous. Intense. Yes,
there is a picture, folks, on the link that we're going to provide to you in the show notes. And I kid you not, the fire blaze flame looks like the head of a crocodile or alligator or some mean looking dragon.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to post it right to our Facebook page. So if you're listening live, you can go to our Facebook at facebook.shyampa.info, and I'm going to post this.
But it's also kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing. But it's definitely, it's
deadly.
Yeah, oh my goodness, it's amazing.
This is what happens when you go the wrong way, and if you do not see the signs... Then you must be living the Florida lifestyle.
You must be living the Florida life. Stop driving the wrong way down the damn street.
And don't take your bad Florida lifestyle habits to other people.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I've got to notice that we're midway between the talking point segments. So I think we're doing pretty good on time. We got 4.5 minutes. Actually, we got 4 minutes and 20 seconds left before we go to your news.
There's these other discussion points. Plus, we've got our infamous random news wheel.
Yeah, we got to spin the news wheel because the news wheels are Betty. Betty's off in the back. She hit her device.
Okay.
All right. So what's you got something about virtual reality here?
So our local Six Flags Great America is going to be introducing a VR component to one of the rides. It's one of the free fall rides. You know, you go
really?
Up it.
Oh yeah,
really
yeah.
Slow. You look around. It's beautiful.
And then it goes whoosh, and you drop. I don't think I've ever done one of those because I think I'd shit myself.
Yeah, right. Well, now you can shit yourself even more by wearing a VR headset.
Oh, that's even better.
And so what happens is you're in this world where you're looking out into a city, but you're in a helicopter and you're flying, and all of a sudden these spiders come at you and you gotta shoot these spiders. Boom, 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 boom. And it's supposed to be like immersive, and wow. I can believe it. I've done virtual reality before. It's pretty immersive. But then all of a sudden when it drops, you literally are dropping in VR, and it's just intense. So it's an added attraction.
I see. It's quite interesting.
This is where I think VR belongs, and it belongs in amusement parks and attractions and entertainment. And one day it'll allow me to sit right inside the studios in Tampa.
Yep.
That'll be cool.
There you go. So we're running low on our countdown timer here, and the wine's getting a little low, so I'm going to have to run off to the break room to refill while you do your news. So let's move quite along. Are the crackheads going to miss us?
Yeah,
who will tell us about the weather? Oh, this was supposed to be after the 2 weeks announcement. I guess it kind of got pushed down to the bottom.
Well, so, I changed things because I thought the announcement was important.
Oh, well, but this kind of went with the announcement. But that's okay. Yes, because will the crackheads miss us? Who will tell no one about the weather? Okay. So anyway, so that's fine. So yeah, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. So ways to get off toll roads, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to just do the random news wheel? We got a couple stuff here that we can pop these
news wheel.
We'll do some of these other things later. All right. So let me find the random news wheel. Long wheel. Wow.
Love it. I love it.
I think Roger just I don't know what he did to it. You know, all that oil he leaks just all over the wheel. Oh my God. It just keeps going. Oh, finally.
The winning link is.
All right. So the winning link is an La Cachua. I can never pronounce half of the freaking counties in the state of Florida.
Alachua.
Let's go with Alachua. An Alachua County woman comes home to a stranger frying her chicken and drinking her vodka. An Alachua, a Cachua County woman came home after work to find a complete stranger drinking her liquor and cooking up a storm in her kitchen. Ron, 34, allegedly broke into her home after she had left work on Thursday and raided her refrigerator and liquor cabinet. When the victim returned, she found Ron in her kitchen frying chicken and drinking her vodka. Ronald, who has two prior theft convictions, was arrested and charged with burglary and booked in the Alachua, Hoabababa County Jail. And
you that's know, your random if, news if, wheel. If Ron was hot, I think the woman should have taken advantage of that.
Okay.
And now for the news.
And now... Get a load of these stories, folks. We've got some good ones for you tonight.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You got some really good ones tonight.
I guess I need to stop being surprised when I hear how interwoven technology is with young people that haven't had a chance to even experience life yet.
Right.
Is 3 the new 10 and 40 the new 3? A father allowed Reddit users a glimpse into the mind of his child hosting an Ask Me Anything thread for his 3-year-old son. Reddit user My Unaltered Mind shared the thread titled, I'm 3, I Know Everything, AMA, and offered to relay questions asked by forum posters to his son and share the responses on the post. I'm his dad and will ask him any questions you send, so long as they are appropriate, the father wrote. Thread ultimately amassed more than 500 comments, including hundreds of questions for the young boy, ranging from clever to cryptic. Yeah, okay. The 3-year-old informed curious redditors that there's just a spider behind his eyes, and that if he could do anything, he would get some juice.
Speaking of which, I gotta refill my wine glass.
Go get your juice. He also expressed that his thoughts on naps were simply grapes. And he goes to sleep because I lost the voices. So, this little kid has got some crazy thoughts going on in his head. Now, all my woo-woo people, you get on this, because this might be something important. But anyways, the boy's father ultimately managed to answer nearly all of the inquiries, despite his son getting angry about the influx of questions, while he watched his cartoon and a stint in timeout. Because, you know, frustration with all these questions made the little boy probably just explode with anger and frustration. But anyway, I did not expect this impact, but I am so happy that my son's all-knowing wisdom could make any of you smile, even if just for a moment, he did. And the questions and responses have had both my wife and myself laughing and feeling fuzzy with it. That's
my goodness.
Happy story.
That is a happy story.
And it ends the song. That's wonderful.
How about that?
So, Anthony, I think you will appreciate this one.
Okay.
An Australian man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to say something more exciting there. I wasn't looking at the script yet. I was actually checking my levels and I appreciate this one. Yes, I'm sure I absolutely would, because technology can lead idiots to their death. Please continue.
Well, and it can also, like, really royally frustrate you. But an Australian man said unwanted visitors had been streaming to his home.
Ooh, my goodness. What kind of visitors? Can I see who they are first? Maybe we can see some exciting things here.
Well, yes, I don't know. This is Australia.
Well, that's
and
true.
It sounds like this person lives. Well, if he can get delivery, then apparently it's in a populated area.
Exactly. So what's happening?
So, all of these visitors, unwanted, which have been streaming to his home after Google Maps mistakenly labeled it as a pizzeria.
Oh, wow.
So Michael... He's 69, said it seemed like a simple mistake had been made when someone showed up at his Darwin home to deliver magazines meant for a pizza restaurant.
Huh.
But soon, another pizza showed up seeking a job at the pizzeria. So, Michael said would-be pizza customers started knocking at his door that led to the discovery that Google Maps had incorrectly labeled his house as Cucina Sotto le Stelle. It is a pop-up pizzeria located in a park near his home.
I don't know. If I drove into a residential neighborhood and walked up to someone's front door expecting a pizzeria and it looked like a house, I don't think I'd be expecting a pizza.
Right?
I would imagine that it was obviously some type of technical glitch or something. I mean, you have to be a complete moron to think that somebody's
house
is a pizzeria.
Especially if it's a residential house. Now, unless it's like... on just one main road, and there's other businesses mixed or spread.
Yeah, I mean, if his house looked like a gas station or a commercial building, then yes.
Or if it was on top of the pizzeria.
If it was on top of the pizza, but of course, if it was on top of the pizzeria, then they'd be going to the pizzeria instead of his house.
Or if they entered the Twilight Zone, and they entered the pizza door and instead somehow got to his apartment.
That's interesting. We will have to discuss that at a later time.
It is like getting your identity stolen, Michaels told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Radio's Darwin. Your house has been stolen and put in as a pizza shop. So Google basically stole his house, and they created it into a pizza shop. Anyways, his daughter had been approached by people wanting to know what time we open. I don't know how many people have turned up at my house thinking it was a pizza place. The error was reported to Google, which has since corrected the map to put Cucina Sotto l'Estale in the correct location. And all I can say is, hey, if Google wants to send me erroneous pizzas my way, I will not complain.
I don't know, I wouldn't complain about erroneous pizzas coming my way either. Mm-mm. But erroneous people coming my way looking for pizzas, then that might be a problem.
This is true. Especially if it's angry pizza delivery drivers.
Oh my goodness, ain't that the truth. All right.
Looking for their pizzas and their monies.
And their monies. All right, let's knock this one out.
Aw, Will Kitty. Meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Aoshima, Japan. An army of feral cats rules a remote island in southern Japan, curling up in abandoned houses or strutting about in a fishing village that is overrun with felines outnumbering humans 6-1. 6-1.
Meow.
So for every six cats, there's one human. Holy shit. Anyway. Wow.
That's a lot of pussy.
That's a lot of pussy cats, but that's a kitty cat pileup waiting to happen.
Meow.
That would actually be kind of interesting. Like to have 36 cats on you going to sleep at night.
Ooh.
All trying to lick you in the face. If you have 36 cats. If you have 36 cats, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We will glad you to put you priority.
you will jump. You will jump to the head of the queue. If you pick up the phone and Betty asks you how many cats do you have, and you type in more than 36, you will be jumped to the top of the queue.
So, originally, this was introduced to the mile-long island of Aoshima to deal with mice that had plagued fishermen's boats. So, but then the cats stayed on and they multiplied. More than 120 cats swarmed the island with only a handful of humans for company. They're mostly pensioners who didn't join the waves of migrants seeking work in the cities after World War II. So Aoshima, a 30-minute ferry ride off the coast of Ehime Prefecture, had been home to 900 people in 1945. The only sign of human activity now is the boatload of day trippers from the mainland visiting what is locally known as Cat Island.
Cat Island.
With no restaurants, cars, shops, or kiosks selling snacks, Aoshima is no tourist haven.
Really?
But cat lovers are not complaining.
So
there's a ton of cats here.
So wait a second. I got to look up this place now. I got to do a googly.
Oh, well, the story has a really cool, which I will put the link to later. The story has a really fun picture. It's just like cats everywhere. I would like to go to this place.
I'm sure you would. Oh, wow.
Fun. Yeah.
That's a lot of kitties.
Meow.
Ooh, that's a lot of kitties.
Yeah.
I bet you it smells like one giant litter box.
Well, if it's in the outdoors, though.
Look, there's a cat with big balls up on here. How about that? I'm just looking. There's a cat, big balls. Okay, great. Wonderful. Well, we got about 10 seconds until we close your news.
So, folks, that's basically it for my special news for you.
That's it for Joe's special kitty news. Let me put down my glass of wine and start getting going here, and we'll finish out the track here. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique, on-air, with an E, smells like a W, outer-looped, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, universally shunned, GMO-packed, unfriendly streaming experience? Visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Commercial break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish, jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish, scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
We're making breakfast every morning at McDonald's, baby. We're up at dawn, shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on, ha-ha. We're making up the dough,
do-de-do.
We throw, roll it out, put it in a pan. Nobody makes
this just like we can. The bacon, the sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves
are to the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
When you've been hanging around the house drinking all day, living the Florida lifestyle, sometimes you're just too fucked up to go out and run some errands.
What is the Florida lifestyle, Anthony?
Hanging around the house being fucked up all day.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Cheyampa Radio.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Cheyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's like crazy Florida news, like next.
Like,
but first,
oh my goodness.
I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, and according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Law Day, Loyalty Day, Chocolate Parfait Day, Mother Goose Day, Silver Star Service Banner Day, Melanoma Monday, School Principals Day. Anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can like start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Wow. Oh, goodness. Betty sounds a little like I got a cold or something. Something crazy.
She's under a lot of stress.
She does sound like she's under a lot of stress. Poor Betty.
She has to zip back and forth between the two studios because see, she's got some duties here too.
I thought she just had like a teleportation device. See, she always told me that she just plugged herself into the nearest Ethernet jack and she just transferred herself over there.
Well, but that's stressful though because she's got to go through a lot of hoops to get to me.
I guess so. That's true. So poor right? Betty. Well, we'll let Betty rest then, and then we'll start our Florida news. All right. First, we got to hit the database because we were too busy chit-chatting during the commercial break.
Accessing the database. And folks, if you want to give us a call, do so at 813-327-8566. And we'll talk about anything you want.
Yeah, exactly. we'll put my news on hold and chit-chat.
I like the music for this story. This is good.
This is my Florida lifestyle music. This is a Kevin MacLeod track, but I've looped it. It's normally I think 59 seconds long, and I've gone in and I've taken pieces and I've repeated them over and over again for 5 minutes. So it's a good background track for the Florida lifestyle. So this is the Florida lifestyle track. All right, so let's get started. NBC2 Fort Myers, Florida, brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a Florida man who refused to stop living the Florida lifestyle even while being evacuated from a 5,500-acre brush fire. According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office website, Joshua was walking in the middle of the street located inside the fire evacuation zone when he motioned for a deputy to stop his patrol car. Deputy Donut. It was Deputy Donut. So the Deputy Donut pulled over, so Joshua began to walk towards the patrol car. Well, now wait for it. Snorting cocaine from a plastic bag. So he motioned the cop car to come on over. And then as he was walking up to the officer's car, he just started snorting coke from a bag. These people are ridiculous sometimes. Joshua then turned around, put his hands behind his back, and stood in place with the bag still in his hand. So he's obviously very familiar with this experience. Yeah, right.
Seems like he wanted to turn himself in.
I think so.
This is good.
It seems that way. Why this way? I don't know. This is a very creative way of doing it. However, who knows?
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, well, yes, very much so. You got a spot on our show. Maybe, I mean, you know, come on. Let's, you know, you can't go wrong with that.
He'll definitely have a spot in the Florida Dramatist Society.
Yes.
Prison Society.
Exactly. Joshua was immediately arrested and was taken to Collier County Jail and is in on $5,000 bond. Joshua has been arrested 4 other times since August 2013 for charges ranging from possession of a controlled substance to not paying his child support.
Ooh.
He sounds like a real winner there, ladies. He's in the Collier County Jail, probably single at this time. If you got $5,500, he'll make you holler. All right. we are not pimping anyone. That was not a solicitation for sex in any way, shape, or form. All right.
We just hope you get a lot of chuckles out of it.
But if you're willing to pay me $5,500.
With certificate.
Exactly. So let's see. Let's move along here. All right, here we go. All right. As you can tell from the previous story, the Florida lifestyle has been a bit smoldering lately with wildfires. The state is in a severe drought, and many of the counties in the state have enacted burn bans to help limit the outbreaks of wildfires. With that said, our next story comes from Fox 13 out of Lakeland, Florida, and tells us about a Florida man who isn't too worried about 86,000 acres of state lands that have already been destroyed by wildfires in 2017 alone. 86,000 acres. 86,000.
That's a lot of land.
Since January 1, 2017. Not even 5 months. Today marks 5 months.
Well, I think months, that calls for a Google search.
Okay. What are you searching?
How much is 86,000, whatchamacallit?
Okay. So you're searching for a comparison to 86,000 acres.
How do you spell acres? Because I keep typing acres.
I put A-C-R-E-S.
Okay.
That's a lot of square feet.
It is.
Yes. It is. Now, it is 134 square miles.
The city of Chicago is 146,597 square acres. Or acres.
Acres.
Okay. So 86,000 acres is pretty darn close to that. That's what, maybe two-thirds of that?
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
And that's a pretty sizable portion of land.
Yep, it's 134 midways.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. It's 134 midways. Because we can use midway as a measurement of a square mile. Because it is exactly a square mile. The more you know... Oh, wait, here we go. There we go. All right, so let's move back. All right, so where was I? There we go. Nope, I was over here. All right, there we go. So 86,000 acres. William, 58, was up early one morning to get a jump on his chore of recycling unwanted household items into the air. Thanks, Toppers. He made a pile of glass bottles, aerosol cans, and a DVD player in his yard and set it ablaze. He wasn't using those special asbestos-lined trash cans. That was his mistake.
Special colors,
yes. The ions and the proons.
But remember, folks, don't pee in the yellow box.
Don't pee in the yellow one, at least not in eyesight of people. While William wasn't all that concerned about the burn ban or his smoldering yard, his neighbors were a little more cautious and decided to call 911. When firefighters arrived, they spotted William attending a bonfire and warned him that he was in violation of the county's burn ban. William told them that he was burning trash and that they could extinguish the flames, but later told them to get off his property and threatened to shoot all of them, including Polk County's infamous sheriff, Grady Judd. Are you familiar with Grady Judd?
I have never heard of Grady Judd.
Grady Judd is, and he's kind of a local, he's kind of famous down here in his own right. And he, and I didn't put it in my news story, and I should have put the quote, but he actually said when he was told that this gentleman had threatened that he wanted to shoot Judge Grady, or not Judge Grady, Sheriff Judd, the sheriff responded back with something like that it tickles his heart when criminals think of him like that. So he's very tough on crime. Unfortunately, he's also very tough on marijuana, which doesn't do us any good. But in a lot of ways, he's very tough on other things as well. Which does make him good in a lot of ways, because in Polk County, there's a lot of things. Polk County can be a very seedy county at times. There's a lot of a lot of our news stories come from Polk County, you know. I mean, I'm sure there are wonderful places in Polk County, as there are wonderful places everywhere else. But we do get a lot of news stories from Polk County, and Polk County does have a reputation. And I can say that because I've lived here over a decade now. So... So the firefighters backed off and called deputies, who later arrived and fired tear gas into the home after they did not get an answer at the door. However, William wasn't inside. When asked, neighbors said William is known around the area for his bizarre behavior. One neighbor said William was walking in his front yard with a lawnmower just a few days ago, but the lawnmower wasn't working. Instead, William was making lawnmower noises with his own voice. Yeah, right. Okay, sure. Sure. All right. So, deputies caught up with William later in the day, and he now faces several charges, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A judge set his bond at $6,250.
My microphone went limp.
Your microphone went limp. Oh, my goodness. What happened to your microphone?
Trying to escape.
All right, I'm gonna have to make it quickly through this one because we're at the end of my segment. So we've dilly-daddled, we dawdled enough. Our final story of the night isn't quite a Florida naked story, but rather a steamy story of desire and romance. The Crestview Bulletin brings us our final story of the night about a lonely Florida man with a phone, a request, and a dream. A 67-year-old Niceville man was looking for love in all the wrong places by calling 911 three times in a row. His emergency? He wanted the responding sergeant to be tall, dark, and handsome. He also specified that the respondent be at least 5'9" tall and that he did not wear glasses. The deputy asked if the man had an emergency, to which he replied he'd like his roommate to leave. And that the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office wasn't doing its job.
Parvu Valon.
Yes, Parvu Valon's, because he wasn't getting his tall, dark, and handsome police officer. Two other Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office personnel had already told the man not to call 911 unless it was a life-threatening emergency. And had given him the non-emergency number to use for his request. Wait, we can do that? I should call a non-emergency and see if I can get tall, dark, and handsome. The man was charged with misuse of the 911 system. And that is it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Cheyenne Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 8-1-3-3-2-7-8-5-6.
Where am I?
But now, go grab your bones.
Yes.
Bitchin'.
Yes.
Because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this.
I hear a phone call.
No, it's not a phone call. It's a simulated phone call.
Oh.
The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Poor Betty.
We're
talking all over Betty. Poor Betty. She's so upset. We're talking all over her. She's having enough issues as it is this evening.
And see, I think you got somehow a way to leave the broadcast going and put us in a channel so we can talk. But that's not the case.
We need more channels. We would need more channels between you and me. Yes, we would need more channels between you and me. That's a lot of channels. But I'm going to grab a cocktail because it's the plethora discussion segment.
And it's time for Two for Monday. And today we got our May Day 2017. Tell us how you celebrated your May Day. Well, guess what? I was off today.
I went to work.
And so we've got a balance.
Ooh. How convenient.
Yeah, today is my Friday.
There you go.
And then Friday will be my Saturday.
Wait, you didn't work today, though. So today would be your Saturday. Yesterday would be your Friday.
Yesterday I worked. Yes.
So yesterday would be your Friday, because you work on Friday. Most people work on Friday. Yeah.
I don't work on Fridays, though.
You don't work on Friday.
But today was May Day, folks, and May Day is very important. There were a lot of different activities here in Chicago. There were marches. We are.
We should answer it.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Ooh. I think I know who that is. I think it's Ezel.
Yeah, this is Ezel.
Hi, Ezel.
What's going on over there?
Oh, not much. Just doing our normal Monday night thing. I think Joe
was talking
about May Day.
May Day.
Oh, Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's crazy over here. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I really screwed up this time. Oh, man.
Oh, what happened, Ezel? What happened?
Well, you know, I'm all kind of stressed out. It's been raining here for like 5 days.
Oh, man, yes.
Man, it's brutal. I mean, you know, you go outside and you sink up until your ankles in the mud, and the bees, they can't get out. I got to feed them.
No, that's terrible.
Out.
The bees can't get out.
Yeah.
You got pissed off bees. Yeah. That's a problem.
And I started stressing out, so I figured, well, I'm going to relax and get on the computer. So I'm on my computer, my laptop, and this shit comes on the screen. It says, danger. You're in danger. I said, what?
Uh-oh.
I'm in danger.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it says, you're in danger. You're being infected. And I said, what? I'm infected? What the hell kind of crap is this?
I think he's all infected the library.
Uh-oh.
Man, I'm telling you, they got me. They got me good, man. They said, call this number because you're being infected. And I said, uh-oh. You know, maybe my computer needs a penicillin shot or some shit, you know.
Yeah, there you go. A penicillin shot.
Yeah, so I call a number, and the guy says, oh, yeah, you're in big trouble. I go, no. I said, what happened? He says, man, you went somewhere you weren't supposed to go. And I go, oh, really? And I said, okay, so what do I got to do? So I'm listening to this mope, and he's telling me this and telling me that. It was all crap of shit, man. It was all bullshit. So, you know, so I said, uh-oh, this don't sound right. But you know what? It was too late, man. They got into my computer, and, man, it was stealing everything, man. And, you know, and it wasn't much, but, you know, they
were
stealing.
At least it wasn't much, but, yeah, that's
man, they got a scam everywhere now. Everything's just, now I'm scared. So, you know, I had to get my record. That's why I'm late calling tonight. I didn't mean to be late, but I had to get the old computer out of mothballs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, there you go. You had to get the edge sketch out.
I had to get that other computer to get it nuked. They got to nuke it. You know, they
there
nuke it. They blow up a bomb or something inside, clean it up.
I think Roger's been working at Best Buy lately doing that. I think he just shits in them and closes the lid.
Yeah.
I think Betty's losing her mind, too.
Yeah, so I'm losing my mind here. I got the old one out. It took me 45 minutes to get your radio station on the air, so I'm just... The first 45 minutes, I forget.
Well, we'll have it back up. You'll be able to catch it back up because we usually put it right up. We put it up within a half hour of when we finish. So just check back.
Well,
yeah, just check back on the site, and Joe will get it all up on the blog and up on Radio for All and everything.
All right, good. I'll listen when I get my regular computer back.
There you go.
The guy who's nuking it, man. I saw a puff of smoke a couple hours ago. I figured
That's not good. Well, good luck.
Right,
good luck,
guys.
On that one, Ezel.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later then. All right.
All right. You
cool.
Have a good one, Ezel.
don't listen to your computer. Just
don't call the 800 numbers. Exactly.
No, I'm not no more. I learned my lesson, man. There you got me.
All right. Good
all
man, Ezel.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Ezel. So now we know what happened to Ezel. Because Ezel's been in and out lately, and you know, so Ezel got nuked. Ezel got nuked. So we were on our 2 for Monday still, weren't we?
Yeah, well, we were, and I was talking up a storm, and I had myself on mute.
Did you have yourself? I was wondering. I'm like, Jesus, Joe is like awfully quiet during the Ezel phone call. Usually, Joe's like interactive with the guests
yeah.
and everything. And I'm looking, and I'm trying to look at you, but I'm just really like showing you that I've finished an entire bottle of wine this evening, which can make things very interesting. In about
well, you know what?
5 minutes.
That's fine, Ezel. Thank you for calling.
Thank
that
you
was
for
awesome
calling,
to
Ezel.
Hear you
that's
tonight.
Fantastic. So, all right.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to say the water and the rain and the flood zones have been intense from the south all the way through up into the Midwest and Chicago. And now it's heading to the Northeast. So our listeners in Boston and New York and all those places in between and up there are going to get hit.
See, and we're not going to get any down here. We have like a 30% chance of rain.
You know, the jet stream needs to change.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know either, but...
Hey, while we got these last few 20 seconds, I wanted to say thank you to everyone that's taken a look at us on Radio for All.
Thank you.
And our blog. We've got quite a few downloads so far on our radio show, and that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That also gave me the opportunity to grab another sip of wine.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going bowling tonight.
This
is for me.
This is a 242 BOGO wine, white wine. It's a BOGO Riesling for like $4. So I got like, it's like a $2 bottle of wine. It's absolutely wonderful.
Tasty.
Yes, it's quite tasty. All right. So where are we? Okay. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and the cleaning staff is definitely giving me ugly looks tonight because, well, I've just been drinking and smoking all evening in the studio. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Woo!
Hello.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Hey, you got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some Japanese stuff. And lots of jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable, automated personality unit, Betty. Hi, Wine. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net.
I feel super sexy.
You are super sexy, Betty. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy, sure to make your ride home far more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming.
Awesome
you
programming.
Won't find this stuff on mainstream media because they're boring, and I can say this with the fact they are. Oh, and hey, be sure you tune into our 24-hour internet station, which is not boring.
Hi.
Which is Cheyenne Radio. You can get to us on your mobile, your tablet, your Celica phone, too. Visit us at www.cheyenne.info. And Cheyenne is C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Everybody likes to say Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Cheyenne. Pennywise, Tampa. Pennywise, we missed you, Pennywise.
Yeah.
So,
but anyways, we have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there, too.
Yes, exactly.
Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Cheyenne Radio and our Twitter account at Cheyenne Radio.
Yay.
Yay. And you know what? I like that so much. Got a little bit of time. We can chit-chat and chat and chit.
Yep, we can chit-chat for about 40 seconds.
40 seconds.
Maybe 30 seconds.
You can
seconds.
Say a lot in 30 seconds.
You can. And you can say about saying a lot about 30 seconds.
About yes, 30 you seconds, can.
We've just spent 10 seconds saying about what you can say in 30 seconds.
I'm going bowling tonight.
Yay, bowling.
And then I got to work tomorrow.
I'm going to shower and go to bed.
Ooh, I'm going to have such an interesting day tomorrow.
That should be an interesting day. Of course, I did polish off an entire bottle of wine this evening, too, so I should have an interesting day tomorrow as well. All right, everyone, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back in 2 weeks, so just hang tight. Two more Mondays, and then we'll be back. Check out our blog at www.chiamba.info. Remember, don't burn your trash in the middle of a drought while walking down the middle of the street with a baggie of Coke at 9 in the afternoon. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a 4.
Chocolata. Good night, tea.
How do you do 9 in the afternoon?
I don't know. That's a good question.
This station is being brought to you via Null Soft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech.
by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at inconmetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.